Test, test, test. Test, test, test. Test, test, test. Good deal. What is going on? This is the Dirty Deeds podcast. This is rant number two. If you guys have visited my channel lately, I don't know if anybody's coming to my channel, to be honest with you, you guys will notice that all of my videos have been taken down. This was a decision that I have made. Cody Scott, what is going on, Crumbly Cooter? This was a decision I made just the other day, actually, because I'm just going to be straight with you guys. YouTube's just not, I'm just not feeling YouTube, to be honest with you. So I get a lot of I get a lot more downloads on iTunes and Google Pods or, you know, Stitcher or podcast.com. I get a lot more audio downloads than I ever do on YouTube. You know, even when I had, you know, 2000 plus subscribers on my channel before my first channel got, you know, suspended, you know, I was still pulling, you know, on a good day on YouTube, I'd get anywhere from, you know, 400 to 500 views in a 24-hour period. Whereas, you know, I pull that on iTunes in a day, you know, just from an upload. So there's just a bigger platform on iTunes and all that for podcasting, and I just prefer that way. So, and I have people that are still supporting the channel on Patreon.com, and there is a link in the description below. So if you guys want to support, you guys can go to Patreon.com, click that link. You can donate literally $1 a month, and that'll give you exclusive access to every single podcast that we got, all the shows, anywhere from, you know, having Chris Bell on, the Eyeball Gains, the Brian Ellison, you know, a lot of cool people came on the show. So you guys will have all access to that. And then I'm also going to be producing a show that's going to be for all the Patreons only. And I'm going to get more into detail, more in depth about, you know, things that I like to do that a lot of people wouldn't probably know about me. So it's going to be really cool. It's probably going to be pretty shocking because a lot of you guys are going to find out some things that you're going to probably be like, wow, I would have never imagined that. But I mean, it's just the reality of it. So, yeah. So that's why all the videos have been, you know, pulled. They're not pulled. I just privatized them. So they're there. So if you guys go to Patreon, you guys can literally sign up $1 a month and you'll have access to all of it. Plus, I do daily posts on Patreon as well. And you guys can also follow me on Twitter. Follow me at Dirty D Podcast on Twitter. I do daily tweets a lot as well. I love Twitter. Fuck Facebook. I love Twitter, dude. I'm on Facebook like every once in a while, but Twitter's just like my platform that I prefer. I like Twitter because it's kind of like get in and get out. Facebook's more of like a photo sharing site. You know, hey, look at my kids. Look at my car. Look at my house. Look how much money I have. Where Twitter's more like shit talking. Like, fuck you guys. This is what I think. And that's kind of it. And I just like Twitter a lot more. So anyways, I'm on Twitter, so follow me at Dirty D Podcast. Also, you guys got to support Ben. He is motivated to do his podcast again. He's not on any of the major platforms right now, so you have to watch him on YouTube. But it's the Narrow Thought Out Box. I don't fucking know. Anyways, I'm sure he'll comment on it. You guys can do it. MySpace is your thing. Fuck MySpace. I loved MySpace, to be honest with you. That was actually a really cool site because it was like you could customize your page so people could get to know a lot about you before they even knew who you were. They could like click on your page and you could have music playing and you could like customize it. MySpace was pretty cool, but Facebook just kind of fucking made MySpace go away. But I like MySpace. I don't even think it's around anymore, is it? Maybe it is. I haven't looked. But anyways, yeah, so that's where that is. You know, it's pretty cool though. I get a lot of comments on iTunes and Google Podcasts. I got a lot of guys that I game with. In fact, Cody, that's in the chat room, he's one of the guys that games with me. We play with some other people, you know. We got a guy that Sage Damo is his name. It's his game name or whatever. You know, he says he's been listening to all my episodes while he's working, and he loves the podcast. So shout out to you, buddy. Hope you enjoy it. But yeah, so just last time, you guys, if you guys want to watch any of the previous episodes, you're going to have to go to patreon.com. So the plan is I am going to use YouTube and I'm going to stream these live. And the minute we're done streaming, they're going to be converted over to Patreon only. So you guys can technically still watch all these live as long as you're set up for notifications and you get notified when we go live. And then you'll be able to see the video as well. Kratom Warriors. If you guys use Kratom, there was a lot of misconception about what was happening in Utah. So I kind of want to clear that up. So for a lot of people that don't know, there was a House Bill, I believe it's House Bill 58. It was 58 or 40. I believe it's 58. It was presented on the 1st of February. And basically what it was called the Kratom Consumers Protective Act. And that bill was designed to protect the consumer, the Kratom consumer. But a lot of people think, oh, they're attacking Kratom. They're attacking the Kratom user. They're taking our rights to use Kratom. And that's simply just not the case. That bill is designed to protect you as a Kratom user to know that you guys are ingesting quality products and not taking any kind of synthetics. That's exactly what that bill is for. It basically says that, you know, anybody that's going to sell Kratom in the state of Utah, their packages must be labeled. And, you know, it's got to be Kratom. It can't be anything else. And if it's anything else, it's against the law. So any plain leaf is good, you know. That's about it. They're still selling Kratom here, you guys, in the smoke shops. Or you can still order it online or whatever you want to do, you know. It's just got to be, it's got to be sold the right way. And that's exactly what that, that House bill is for. Senator Ramble, I believe is his name. He is, he's actually an advocate to keep Kratom legal. He knows Kratom is good for the community and he's seen the good it's done for the Kratom community. Especially here in Utah, you know, we got a huge opioid and heroin epidemic here. It's disgusting. I can't tell which is going faster. I can't tell if pills or methamphetamine's worse right now. It seems to be breaking even. So, anyways, Kratom's a great thing. Everybody knows it. Anybody that takes Kratom knows that it can be super beneficial. But anyway, so that's what that was for. I was at the Capitol February 1st at 2:00 when the meeting started. There was a good turnout, a very good turnout, to be honest with you. And no, I did not speak. I wanted to, I just didn't. And I don't know why, to be honest with you. It wasn't that I was scared to, I guess I just didn't. There was plenty of people up there already to talk and I just didn't feel like the need to, because I didn't feel like we were threatened. They knew there was plenty of support there. So, it just, to me, it wasn't necessary. I would have, if I would have been called upon. But I didn't, but that's where that went. So it's a good thing. Anybody that does Kratom, you know, you're safe. You're good. Utah's a great place. We're advocates of having it here. We're not like, certain states where it's illegal. They know it does a lot of good. So, I'm cool with it, you know. And shout out to the American Kratom Association. Those guys are doing a great job. Your money is going to a great cause. A lot of people probably don't believe that, but I'm telling you right now, I've seen it firsthand. And that's more than a lot of people can say. I know a lot of Kratom people don't even attend the Kratom functions, so they just want to take it, but they don't want to, you know, act on it. So the AKA is doing a great job. So shout out to him and shout out to Dave Herman. He's been awesome, man. That dude is nothing but a grinder. I love it. So we got that going on. Here, what else? I'm going to talk about the biohacking, I think, here in a second. This subject's really fascinated me for a while, so I've been wanting to get into that. There was something else that I was going to talk about, but it skipped my mind. But I'm sure it'll come back up and then we'll get into it. And I've been thinking, you guys, you know what? Monster should seriously pay me. They should sponsor my podcast because I drank so many fucking Monsters. It's not even funny. It's actually kind of bad for me, man. Like, I probably drink 30 a day minimum. And I'm kind of a health nut, but sugar is like my downfall. I just love sugar, I guess. I don't even... Like, it's weird. I don't like candy bars or anything like that. Like, I mean, I like candy, but I don't eat it. It's not like I'm going out and buying candy bars or I'm eating fucking sugar all the time, but I am drinking Monsters like they're going out of style. And I know I'm drinking them too much because I can smell it in my fucking urine. Dehydrates you, you know? But I just like them, especially when they're super cold. Like this one, I just pulled it out of the freezer. It is super cold. But yeah, they should be sponsoring my podcast. But they don't. It's kind of funny too because we used to have sponsors on this podcast. We had a lot of sponsors. It was pretty cool because a lot. I wish, because I know we got some new subscribers here. I wish a lot of people that are watching this channel now could have seen what this channel used to be before it got pulled. We used to have a full chat room. People fighting. It was pretty insane. At any time we had, you know, like 100-something people watching live, and it was just crazy. It was fun. But I've come to the realization that I don't know if we're ever going to get to that point again on YouTube, and I just don't know if we're going to. So my thought process is I'm just going to move to the podcast platforms and leave it there. Because a lot of people just want to download this stuff and listen to it while they're working. So I'm all for it. Also, you guys, if you've been, obviously my longtime subscribers, you guys will know, we used to do the Kratom Cup on here and we used to give all away, you know, the free shit and everything else. We did the Kratom Cup and, what's his name? Dominic from Country Hill Kratom. They won it the first year. And then just in 2018, we were going to do the 2018 Kratom Cup. And then we had, that debacle of things happen. And basically we just shut it down. But I did get a lot of people that still entered that Kratom Cup. And I felt like it was necessary to, finish it out anyways for 2018. So, and I know that they're not wanting the exposure. I talked to them the other day. You know, they're staying busy. They would like to keep staying busy, but to be honest with you, the way it sounded was, is like, they just don't have they got too much demand for the supply they got right now, but I'm still going to shout them out and give them, I'm going to be sending them their award, because let's just get to it. The 2018 Kratom Cup winner, obviously it was Life Force Kratom. Big shout out to you guys. You guys do an awesome job. It was for the premium John Kong. So I will be mailing them their award in a frame probably this week, to be honest with you. So if you guys want, go check out lifeforcek.com. And then also if you guys decide to make a purchase, when you're in the comment, type in Dirty Deeds Podcast, and then they will send you 1 ounce of free Kratom of your choice. Just put in that comment box what you'd like to sample. It could be, so white Sulawesi or whatever you feel like sampling, and they will send it out to you as fast as possible. They test all the Kratom. They're just a great company. They're my preferred vendor now. So I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to get too deep into the Kratom thing. So I'm going to leave it there. What's going on? Oh, how you doing, buddy? Good, long time no see. Derek Productions. You guys go check him out. Go check out Derek's podcast. I'm not all about that fight and war and shit stuff. So yeah, check out his podcast, man. It's cool. He runs a little production podcast like myself. So, and he's got a Kratom company as well. So check them out. But like I said, Life Force Kratom did win the Kratom Cup. So big shout out to them. I will send you your award. Dana and Mike, you guys are awesome and we love you. Okay, so I wanted to kind of talk about biohacking. And for a lot of people, I don't know if you guys know what biohacking is. Some of you probably do, some of you probably don't. But, and I'm not no expert on it. I don't claim to be an expert. These are just coming from my personal experience. And so take it as you see fit, all right? Biohacking is basically, and I guess the easy way to put it, it's accessing parts of your brain that normally you wouldn't access, you know, throughout the day. It's cognitive function, focus, memory, anything that can give you like a competitive edge is what they consider biohacking. It's basically smart drugs for your brain. There's several things that people can do to biohack. You know, exercise to me is obviously the number one thing you can do for biohacking. You know, it's exercise is awesome, man. It gives you a big dopamine rush, especially when you're lifting heavy weights and you're getting that weight up in the air and doing a lot of reps. I think exercise is obviously going to be the first thing that you guys need to start doing if you're trying to get a little better cognitive function. But besides exercise, there's other things you can do. Now, the thing about this is there's many supplements you can take. They're called nootropics. Nootropics, obviously, are for your brain. Now, there are different families of nootropics, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not a pro when it comes to this. I'm just speaking from my own experience, but I've had really good luck lately with two different chemicals that I've been using. I shouldn't say chemicals, but two different things I've been using, and it's been really successful for me. So first off, and I do have to say this, you guys, is they are prescribed to me. So I do have prescriptions for these medications, but they are also considered an nootropic. So please keep that in mind. Now, you can buy these over online. Some of them, they're a little harder to get than others. And I have tested these other nootropics, and we'll go through that. But just keep in mind, I'm not telling anybody to buy anything. You're doing this at your own risk, and do your research before you put anything in your body, because you could have side effects and all that other stuff. But the first nootropic I ever tried was paracetam. And I believe I got paracetam back then. I got it from Happy Hippo. And paracetam really worked. Just to kind of give you the detail, it's kind of like a powder. It comes in a bag. It's really crystally. I believe it's sold as a research chemical. Obviously, I'm not a chemist, so I couldn't tell you the chemical makeup of that drug, but I could tell you I took paracetam, I believe 500 milligrams, and I would stack it. And what people don't know, a stack is obviously putting something on top of the other, okay? So I was stacking 500 milligrams of paracetam with 250 milligrams of choline, and it worked amazing. Now, I will say if I didn't take the choline, I would get headaches. Now, anybody else that has a really big biohacking channel could tell you exactly why that is. Because, like I said, they know more than I do. This is just my own experience. But from my understanding is your body creates choline, and so you got to supplement it with the extra choline because of the paracetam somehow absorbs that choline. I don't know behind it, but paracetam worked really well. I used it, started using it first when I was going to college. Memory was a lot. It was like my memory got, you know, sharper. I could remember things a lot longer. I felt more focused, more in tune. It was just, it was really cool. I really like paracetam. It's not a stimulant. I didn't notice any stimulating effects or anything like that. It was just more of I felt more alert. If that makes, not even alert, more just sharp. I felt more sharp. So paracetam was really good. Okay, and then the second racetam. So this, you guys, these are racetam families. I've also took aniracetam. Aniracetam I thought was better than paracetam. It's very similar into the functions. I did the same stack with the aniracetam. It is more expensive than paracetam. You can get aniracetam from, like I said, several nootropic companies, and it was really good. I like that as well. But the two items that I currently use as of right now, but they are prescribed to me, I just need to say that, is actually testosterone injection, and I'm also on modafinil. Other people know it as Provigil. Okay, so the testosterone, I've been on testosterone for 3 years now, I believe. And it was really crazy because I was actually on a pump, which is, it's just a little hand pump. You pump it, it's a gel. You rub it on your arm, your body absorbs it, and away you're done, you know. The pump is super expensive. I believe with my insurance, it was like $1,300 per month for my prescription. Now, I do have to say I was on a higher dose, so I was running two pumps per month. But the Androgel worked okay. You know, it was okay. It wasn't like, oh, I feel amazing. Like, you know, like you hear Joe Rogan, cause he's on testosterone as well. You know, he says, oh, I feel like $1 million, blah, blah, blah. For some people that might be the case, but for me, the pump just didn't do it. Right. Plus I quit taking the pump because my insurance was just, they didn't want to pay anything on it. So we'd have to get pre-authorizations all the time. It was just a pain in the ass. So I actually just got on a 200 milligram testosterone injection shot, and whoa, what a difference. I can tell you guys straight up, that stuff, if you guys feel tired or laggy and you can't focus, go get your thyroid checked and your testosterone checked. I wish I would have done that 5 years ago. I have had a bad testosterone levels for at least 6 years. When I went and I had mine done, the guy's like, how the hell have you been going this long? Your blood, I don't want to say what my level was, but I'll say it was so low that he said I had the testosterone of a 65-year-old man. So that's pretty crazy to me, pretty crazy. But now we've got that set up, and I've got really high numbers now. So you got to get your blood work done though. But you guys, there is nothing in the world that I've ever took besides testosterone that has gave me the energy and the focus that I needed. So testosterone has been really, it's been really good for me. But there could be other things that could be affecting you. Like I said, like your thyroid, they need to check a lot of things to make sure everything else is in sync with your body. But the second substance that I do use, and it is a prescription as well, is modafinil. So the main name of it's called Provigil. You'll hear a lot of guys on YouTube, like I've seen like just a ton of guys on YouTube and podcasting, and you've heard Joe Rogan talk about it, and all these guys talk about how modafinil is just like this limitless pill. That's kind of the way that people talk about it, is like it's a limitless pill. I know it's prescribed for narcolepsy. It can be prescribed for ADD. It can be prescribed for shift workers, stuff like that. My thought process on modafinil is it is an amazing drug. It's a stimulant, but it's not like, you know, Adderall or any like, I've never took Adderall or any of that stuff. From my understanding, it's an amphetamine. It's a prescribed amphetamine for ADHD and stuff like that. But the Provigil is not an amphetamine. I actually cannot tell you how it works, but I can tell you the minute you guys take that shit, you are zoned in. And you don't feel cracked out like Adderall makes people. You don't like have the jitters or the shakes. It's very hard to explain. It's like that shot of coffee in the morning, but without the jitters. It is an amazing substance. This is just my own experience with it though. And I take I guess you could call it a high dose. Some people take anywhere from 25 milligrams a day all the way up to 200 milligrams a day. And my dose is 200 milligrams a day. It's amazing. Ever since I've been on it, I have not felt tired once at work. I've been sleeping fully through the night, and I don't know if that's because I'm so awake during the day that I'm crashing at night, just really hard, but I don't feel like I've had a long crash. When I wake up in the morning, I wake up and I feel pretty fresh. I don't feel like I need to go back to sleep. I actually feel pretty amazing. Yeah, I honestly don't know how it works, but it is amazing. You guys, I understand why people do what they do. And by that, you hear all these stories about Silicon Valley and guys buying like Adderall and, you know, wanting to get that competitive edge so they can work that 16, 18 hours a day, you know, for these business companies, startup companies, technology, and all this other bullshit. I get it. I really do. Honestly, it's amazing to think what one little pill can do to a person, right? The motivation comes back. The thought process comes back. It's amazing to me. I start looking at myself now and I go, man, how in the hell did I go so long without this medication? I have no idea. I'm glad I found it though. You know, I feel better. I don't take it on the weekends though. I will say that. I just prefer not to. I like it when I'm at work. I work a very long day. I get up at anywhere from 3:30 to 4 o'clock in the morning. And my day started, you know, and I don't go to bed till 10 o'clock at night. And then I crash, then I get up, I do it all over again. So it's worked really well for me. And it's really funny because when you take that drug, you'll be surprised at how you can literally feel it. Like, you just take it, and then about 17 to 18 minutes, it's like, boom. It's not like you're cracked out or anything like that. It's just like, you are alert. You are alert and you're ready to rock and roll. I actually just decided I wanted to see if I could determine the difference between being on it and being off of it. I went online. There's some websites you guys can go on to. And you can take some cognitive testing. And when I was on the Provigil versus being off the Provigil, my cognitive testing was actually down by like 24%. When I was on the Provigil, it was up. So that's 25% increase. That's how much it worked. And I just, and I get it now, you know, but it's so funny to me because I see all these people talking about this damn drug. And it works. It really kind of is like the limitless pill, but it's not that extreme. You know, you're not going to become some guy that's tapping your entire 100% of your brain. It's nothing like that. But it would give you a competitive advantage if you needed it. I know a lot of people are buying it online because I believe it's only a controlled substance in the United States. I believe everywhere else it's completely legal and over the counter. I could be wrong, but from my research and finding what other people are doing, it seems about 90% of all the people that are on this drug, they're getting it from India. And I've never gone through and had to do any of that. So I don't know the ins and outs and websites and all that other stuff. I know you can Google and you can find like buyprovigil.com. There's like a whole bunch of websites you can go onto. You can look and they'll supply you with all that information. I imagine you have to buy it with Bitcoin. And there's ways to do that. If you guys don't know how to get Bitcoin, it's very simple. You guys can use Coinbase or some other any kind of different currency exchanger. They work pretty good. I talked to some people. I'm not going to say their name because they've asked me, you know, I mean, it's just not right for me to say who they are. But I know that they have bought the Provigil online and they've had very good success. There is another option though, if you don't want to go that route, because we're not telling anybody to break the law. I'm just telling you what I've researched. But there is another drug out there that they call it a precursor to modafinil, which is called adrafinil. That is over the counter. You guys can buy that from a nootropic website. From my understanding, adrafinil is the precursor to modafinil. It converts in the liver to modafinil. So if you was, it's got a 3-to-1 ratio. So if I'm saying this right, if you took 300 milligrams of modafinil, in order to get that same dose from adrafinil, you would have to take 3 adrafinil. So it's one third. So for adrafinil is generally 100 milligrams per tablet. So you'd have to take 3 of them to get the same thing. Now here's the issue with adrafinil from my understanding. Hey Pam, how are you? Long time no see. Damn. But from my understanding, adrafinil is very hard on the liver. Super hard on the liver. So that's something to consider. And then if it's hard on your liver, you're going to have to start taking other things just to keep your liver in check, you know, like liver scrubs and all that other stuff. So that's something to consider. I will say this. If you guys work shift work or you have ADD or you have narcolepsy, just go see your doctor. It's not addictive. That's why this drug is actually really highly recommended, is because it's not like an abuse drug. You can't abuse it. You know, it's not going to, you're not going to have a withdrawal if you quit taking it. You know, it's just stuff like that. It's not an abuse drug. So it's actually preferred, and you can treat a bunch of symptoms all at once just by being on it. So that's my experience with it. But nootropics are really cool, you guys, because they put you in a different mindset. And I believe a lot of success can come from nootropics. They're not going to make you a millionaire, but I think they're going to help you, you know, get that motivation to do whatever you want to do. And that's what I really like about them. Since I've been taking modafinil, I'm surprised at how quick my days go by. I get to work and it's just like, next thing you know, holy shit, I got to go. They literally fly by. So it's been a blessing for me. The one thing I can say that I guess could be a downfall for modafinil is the fact that it can make you focus too much. You can be so tuned into what you're doing that you can lose track of time. You can forget about other things that you're supposed to do because you're too tuned into that. If I was writing a book, it would be the perfect thing to use, you know? But yeah, it's like I said, it's a great substance. But if you guys don't want to go that route, like I said, you can get that adrafinil from online from any nootropics. The Nootropics Depot, I believe, sells it. There's a bunch of other companies that sell it, but you guys can do that. Just don't take it every day and maintain how much you're taking, and I think you'll be okay. Adrafinil is definitely, it's awesome too. And then, like I said, we also talked about the racetams, the piracetam and aniracetam. There's like 7 or 8 racetams. And each of them all act different, right? So I think the best way to do that is obviously to buy a little bit of each and explore those racetams and see what you guys think. Because everybody's preferences are going to be different. Some people are going to like the way something affects them more than others, right? Because it's all going to be personal preference. It's just like kratom. You know, some people prefer red strains. Some people prefer green strains. Some people like yellow. Some people like whites. You know, that's the same way with paracetams. They're all going to be different. So it's all going to be personal preference. But before you guys put any substance in your body or decide if you're going to do anything, definitely do your research. This is just my opinion and my opinion alone. I'm not telling anybody to go out and buy anything. I'm just saying if you are to do something to make that decision, for harm reduction purposes, this is what I would do. And that's what the point of this episode is about. Kratom is also a great substance as well. You guys, I've been taking Kratom for 8 years now. Kratom's been out for a very long time, but it never got real popular until the last couple of years. The last couple of years, it's really blowing up, which has caused a lot of exposure, which has caused it to be in the news. And all of a sudden now we're fighting to keep Kratom legal. I'm not saying anything that I'm not going anywhere, but saying that's the story with Kratom. Kratom is a good anti-social anxiety supplement. It makes you want to talk more. It takes away your pain. It can help you sleep at night. It can give you energy depending on the dose. you know, Kratom does so many things. Kratom is just so amazing. I believe there's like 41 or 42 different alkaloids that do different things on the brain receptors because of Kratom. Kratom is super strong, it's super active, and it super works. I love Kratom. Kratom saved a lot of people's lives. You know, it's been good. Saved a lot of lives. So I love that. I love that plant, and I hope it stays legal. I can't use cannabis, obviously, because my employer. Cannabis, it can be another great substance as well, right? Can take away your pain, can make people need to eat, can help cancer treatments, can get rid of, can treat epilepsy. CBD, hemp oils, they're also a great substance. A lot of people use those for anti-inflammatories, for relaxation. Kava root. I really like kava root. I don't know if you guys have had kava root, but I actually really like kava. Kava is it's a root from the kava plant. It comes from like Hawaii, Samoa, you know, the islands. I actually like the taste of kava, to be honest with you. I think it's awesome. I really do. It's funny though, because when you drink kava, it actually numbs your throat, and you almost feel like your windpipe's closing up on you, but it's not. It's just it's going numb and you can't feel, but you can feel it down in your throat. Kava will put your ass to bed. There's nothing like drinking some kava before you go to bed. You'll sleep like a dream. I love kava. But you can't take that every day. Kava is pretty hard on the liver as well. So you gotta take everything in moderation. And that's all we have to do, you guys, as consumers, is take everything in moderation. What up, Timothy? What up, Pam? I see a lot of old people coming back in here. It's crazy. But yeah, kava's been a great substance. I started taking a substance about a year ago, and I really enjoy it. It's called Kana. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Kana, but Kana comes from, I believe, Africa is where it comes from. It's grinded up. It's like a root, or it's like a bark or something. It's kind of like I don't know what it is, but I know it's like a plant material. Kana doesn't taste bad at all. I like Kana. Kana, it'll help you focus. It'll, you know, relax you. Kana has a lot of the similar effects as kava does, but it is different. Kava passes through the brain blood barrier, and that's why it's so effective. There's also a substance, and I don't want to promote this substance because I think this substance is bad. If you take it too much, it can be good if you take it in moderation. Or you just every once in a while, is phenibut or phenibut, however you say it. You know, I took phenibut the first time about 5 years ago, something like that, right? 5 years ago. But you got to be careful with it. You have to be careful with it. It takes forever for phenibut to kick in. It takes probably 3 hours sometimes, depending on your stomach. But it works. It works. It is the best substance for anti-anxiety. But you got to be careful because it can knock you out. It can make you fall asleep. And I would hate for somebody to be not understand that, you know, and wreck their car or kill somebody because they decided to get in a car behind why they were impaired on phenibut. Phenibut does impair you. As much as people don't want to admit that, it does. Phenibut can impair you. It's a chemical. Phenibut was actually created by a Russian scientist. They use it for the cosmonauts in the Russian cosmonaut team. It's for anxiety because it's more natural, but the nice thing about it is it's a powder form, so they're able to take it up there. They don't have to be worried about swallowing pills. So that's why phenibut was actually created. It's made its way over to here to the US. It is completely legal. You can completely buy it. But you got to be careful with that stuff. Like I said, you guys, it can put your ass to sleep. And when you go to bed, you're gone. You're zonked out. And then when you wake up the next day, if you didn't get a full night's sleep, you are fucking out again. The first time I took phenibut, after it had kicked in fully, whatever. I fell asleep from, God, it had to have been 9 o'clock at night, and I slept until like noon the next day. And I never do that. Never. So, you know, it's all about responsibility. And let's just be honest. If every single person was responsible when taking supplements, there would be no fight against keep Kratom legal. There would be no fight about this other shit. But, you know, unfortunately, that's not the way it happens. That's not the way it goes. I believe that every single person in this world has a right to ingest whatever they like into their body. Whether if I agree with the substance or I disagree with the substance, they have that right. But I also believe that you have the responsibility to take these substances the way they're supposed to be used. You know, I have not talked about one illegal drug tonight, just so everybody knows. Every single research chemical or every substance I have talked about is completely legal. It's, well, unless you want to talk about cannabis, but cannabis is legal in a lot of states, just not on a federal level. So we just got to be responsible. L-theanine is a great for anxiety. Yeah, it is too. Another one too, if you guys are looking for a mood lift, is 5-HTP. 5-HTP is a great supplement. It increases serotonin and dopamine in the brain, and it's awesome. It works. A lot of people are depressed because they have low serotonin levels. Serotonin sometimes just needs a little bump. So all you guys need is just a little kick to get you back up and going. Go buy you some 5-HTP. Works really good, you guys. Really does. It's kind of expensive. You know, what I consider expensive, though, maybe you guys don't consider expensive. I know there's peptides out there as well, but I'm not educated enough to even speak on them. I couldn't tell you one over another, but I know people use them. So, you know, just do your research. 9 years ago, I would have never thought in a million years I would be sitting here talking about substances that I have. It all started with Kratom, and then it went to, you know, Phenibut. And then from Phenibut, it went to Kava. And then from Kava, it started going through Racetam families. And then from there, it started going to, you know, Modafinil and everything else. But these substances have changed my life for the better. But you got to use them in moderation, and you got to use them responsibly. If you don't do that, you're jeopardizing not only yourself, but you're jeopardizing everybody else in the community. So just be responsible. You guys, if you guys have questions about this, you guys can email me at kratomchronicles@gmail.com. Send me an email if you guys want to talk about anything. I'm open to it. I would like to know what you guys are also thinking as far as the content being moved over to Patreon only. So I just felt like that was the way to go. For my Patreon subscribers, they pay. I mean, it's a, like I said, you guys, it's $1 a month. $1 a month can give you exclusive access to the entire Patreon channel. I feel like they deserve it. So if you just are coming in here, I know we have a lot of new people just showing up into the chat. So every episode that I have done is on patreon.com. Now, that's every episode before our channel got suspended, or during the time our channel got suspended. So we still have a lot of last channel's stuff, but we didn't start recording the audio until about halfway through, you know, so we did lose a lot of good interviews, but all that audio and video is on Patreon. But if you guys don't want it, that's fine too. Just go to Google Podcasts, or go to iTunes or Stitcher or podcast.com, and you can download any episode we have published for free. get the audio. Do me a favor. If you guys do that, make sure you subscribe to my channel on those apps. Make sure you guys leave comments and please leave a rating. Even if you don't like it, talk shit. I don't care. Just put something on there though, because even if it's bad, it helps us move up in the rankings. It helps us get exposure and it helps us grow. YouTube has just been super hard for me to continue with on YouTube because it's just not the same. There's too much censorship going on. I feel really bummed out too, because I can't talk about the things I want to talk about because I'm afraid if I start talking about it, I'm going to get suspended again. That's censorship. That's why they boot people's channels, is because they got censorship, right? I violated their terms of service. It's bullshit. What really pisses me off is I lost over 2,000 subscribers and a damn good channel because I talked about a green leaf that saved people's lives. I had people on my podcast that talked to, I mean, that's what this show was. Any of the old subscribers can tell you, I had a hooker on my podcast that went from a hooker to owning a business because of this plant. I had people that had needles in their arms all day to this plant. I had so many people come on and say how Kratom has saved their life. And they said I was promoting illegal substances. Nothing I ever put on this channel was promoting an illegal drug. I've never even took Kratom on this channel. I've never even displayed it on this channel. The only thing I ever did was talk about it. And I did have sponsors that paid to be on this show. I will say that, okay? So if they mocked me just for the sponsorships, I get that. But they didn't. They said I was promoting illegal substances. So in saying that, if you guys come on the patreononly.com, we are going to talk about all kinds of illegal substances. We're going to get viewpoints on it. I want to get your guys' take on it. Great. It's going to be fun. We're going to be able to go to where we're not being censored at all. Right? The only thing that sucks about Patreon is like and hopefully they'll change, but you know, the interactive portion of Patreon is a little harder to do on that website. But yeah, you guys, I don't even know how many Kratom videos I had with people telling their stories. It was insane. I met a lot of people. I used to get so many fucking emails a day, I couldn't even answer them. It was awesome. I mean, I had Chris Bell on my podcast. That's how cool my channel got. And then it got shut down. Now here we are, starting back up, right? Cody says, I will talk about weed. I know you will. I know you will. We'll talk about it. There's a lot of things I want to talk about. I want to talk about psilocybin. I want to talk about consciousness. I want to talk about, DMT. I want to talk about 5-MeO-DMT. Many substances that I want to talk about. What's funny, though, is I have literally, you guys can go onto YouTube and you can watch people literally do drugs on YouTube. Take drugs, illegal drugs, heroin, cocaine, DMT. They got over 1 million subscribers, some of these channels. They're still up. They're still running. They're still doing that. I talked about a completely legal substance and got my channel pulled. So I said, the hell with it. I took a break. Awaited. I said, I'm going to go back and give this another shot. Here we are back on YouTube. And the channel is just not growing on YouTube like I expected it would. I thought we would grow faster than we did last time, It's not. But my audience on iTunes and Google Podcasts and Stitcher is getting very big. And that's the route I'm going to go until this channel can grow to a point that I feel comfortable coming back onto YouTube full time. So if you guys want, subscribe to the channel, leave a comment. Guys, patreon.com/dirtydeeds. There is a link in the description below. You guys can click that and get full access to our Patreon channel. It's $1 a month. We're going to start putting content on there that's for you guys only. That's on Patreons. We're going to talk about things. We're going to bring up subjects that we didn't bring up in the past. We're going to talk about people that we didn't talk about in the past. We're going to do all kinds of cool shit on the Patreon channel. So hopefully you guys will dig it. Email me at creativechronicles@gmail.com. Let me know if you guys, what you think I ought to do. Cause I'm open to your guys' opinion. If you guys think I should keep my YouTube channel just like published the way it is, let me know. Maybe I will. But it, obviously, if you guys go look on my channel, every one of my videos is not there. They're on Patreon only now. So that's how it's going to be for a while until I can figure out what I'm doing. I honestly don't care about the YouTube channel anymore. So, but I do care about my subscribers, and I do care about you guys coming here for information. So you guys are awesome. Pam, you're awesome. Cody, Timothy, you guys are all awesome, man. I appreciate you guys being loyal to me. It's awesome. It's been one hell of a ride, though, right? It's been one hell of a ride. It's been one hell of a ride. That's all I got for you guys. Make sure you email me at creativechronicles@gmail.com. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Dirty D Podcast. Make sure if you guys have any questions, let me know. You guys are awesome. I'm going to bounce out because I'm repeating myself 100 times right now. So you guys have a good night. Be kind to each other, and I will be back on next Tuesday.